Acts chapter 1. And this is called Four Facts About the Acts. Four Facts About the Acts. And next week, if you're under 15, girls, listening, next week I'm going to ask you what these four facts are. And if you can't tell me, you're going to have to come up here and sit behind me for the rest of the service. Okay. Four facts about the Acts. We're going to read from verse 1. So Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. May God bless to us this reading. Four facts from the Acts. Here's the first one. This book was written by a man called Luke. This is Luke's Acts of the Apostles. Luke is spelled L-U-K-E. And this man, Luke, was not one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He was not one of Jesus' 12 disciples. Indeed, it seems that he was a Gentile. He wasn't even a Jew. And he wrote two books in the New Testament. He wrote the Gospel of Luke. So we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are called the four Gospels. And then Luke's Acts of the Apostles. And you might find it interesting to know that Luke wrote more of the New Testament than any other person. So here is Luke's Acts of the Apostles. And he wrote this book as a history. He wrote it as an account of the acts, so the things that were being done by the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote it to a friend of his called Theophilus. And Theophilus was the person to whom he wrote his gospel and also this Act. So it's like two volumes, a two-volume book giving us the history of the Lord's life and a history of the life of the apostles after the Lord Jesus Christ went back to heaven. Luke is a doctor. He was a physician. He was a medical man. And we can trace in his writings both a familiarity with medical terms and the human body, because we see that in some of the things that he writes, and also a scientific mind as he sets out in place all the things concerning the Acts of the Apostles. He is a careful detailer of the history that he is writing about. And he also was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Though a Gentile, he was a Gentile believer, and he went with the Apostle Paul on several of his missionary journeys. So he was with Paul in those journeys, and we can actually detect in the Acts of the Apostles times where he met with Paul and times where he left Paul. Because he suddenly begins saying "we" instead of "they." And so as we're thinking about the Acts of the Apostles, we'll discover that from time to time, Luke comes into the story himself. So not only is he the writer of the book, but he also appears in it. So the first thing I want you to notice is that this book was written by Luke. The second thing is this, that the Acts of the Apostles begins with the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. It begins with Jesus going away. Luke's gospel took us up to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection after 3 days. And then afterwards, it stopped. And Acts begins with the Lord being taken up into heaven. He testifies of the resurrection, and he testifies of the ascension. We say ascension because Jesus ascended up into the clouds and into heaven. And it's very interesting, because if we look at verse 9, it's clear that Luke is giving us an eyewitness account. Not his own eyewitness account, but the account of the eyewitnesses that were there with Jesus when he ascended up into heaven. Look at verse 9 again. He says, "And when he had spoken," that's the Lord Jesus, "these things, while they beheld," while all of these people, all of these disciples of the Lord were watching, "he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight." That's the ascension. That's the ascension of the Lord. And that's the beginning of Luke's account of the Acts of the Apostles, was when the Lord went away and, as it were, left the apostles without the friend that they had had for all of the previous 3 years. "And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel." These were angels. And angels often took the form of men. We can see them throughout the Old Testament and in the Gospels as well. And here they were again. "Which also said, ye men of Galilee," that was the disciples of the Lord, "why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Jesus died. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He ascended up into heaven. And he's coming back again. The third thing that I want you to know about is that Jesus' disciples became the apostles. So when we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles, we're talking about the acts of those people that Jesus had called as his special friends and his special followers. A disciple is a student or a pupil, and an apostle is a messenger. So these men had started as pupils, students, and then they became messengers. They learned their lesson. And when we go to school, we're there to learn lessons so that we will know the things that we've been taught. And that's what these disciples were. Men and women who had spent time with the Lord. Men who had spent time with the Lord Jesus. And who thereafter were sent out as his messengers. They had been called to testify of him. And authority and power was given to them to take the message of Jesus to the ends of the earth. They had learned from Jesus, and now they were going to teach others. The fourth thing, these are the four facts that I want you to remember today, is that the apostles were sent out by Jesus as his witnesses. And he expressly says that in verse 8. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. These disciples were to take the message of Jesus to the ends of the earth. Starting in Jerusalem and working outwards, they were to carry the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to every nation and every part of the world. They witnessed. They were his witnesses. Now, a witness is someone who was there, who saw what happened and heard what happened. They saw with their own eyes and heard with their own ears. And in Luke's gospel, remember that's two volumes, as it were, part one and part two of the history of Jesus and his apostles. In Luke's gospel, right at the very end, we hear about what these men witnessed, what they had heard and what they had seen with their eyes. And in Luke chapter 24 and verse 46, we read these words, that Christ suffered, that he rose from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. That's what Jesus had shown them. That's what Jesus had taught them. And that was the message that they witnessed and were to carry to the ends of the earth. And we call that the apostolic testimony. That was the testimony of the apostles of Jesus Christ. And whether they were preaching it, or whether they were writing about it and teaching about the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the message of the gospel that we have in Scripture today that goes all over the world teaching men and women about the things that Jesus said and did. John was one of those apostles. And here's what John wrote at the start of one of his letters. He said this, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. This was the testimony that the witnesses gave of the Lord Jesus Christ and all his achievements and accomplishments. And now, those who hear the testimony of the apostles and those who believe the message that they have given us, we are told in Ephesians chapter 2, written by another one of the apostles, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, all those from all around the world who hear the testimony and the witness of the apostles in their preaching and in their writing and believe what they have taught of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, all bound together by this message of Jesus Christ, which connects us all in the faith of the gospel. Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. This is an important book. The Acts of the Apostles is going to be teaching us in a very formative way, in a very basic way, foundational way, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these were the men that were sent out to carry this message around the world. So as we are able to study their teachings, to learn their message, to hear their witness, we believe and are brought into the family of God upon these truths which are foundational to the Christian faith. Four facts about the Acts. I'll be questioning you next week. Written by Luke, begins with the ascension. It has to do with Jesus' disciples becoming his apostles and these apostles being his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Thank you for your attention.